Happy Monday. Today I'm going to be talking about morning routines. I am a creature of habit, so I love routines. I've written about my morning routines on my blog several times, but I'm constantly making adjustments to it. Life constantly changes, so small changes to our routines can transform the entire day. For 2018, I'm adjusting my work from home mom morning routine a little bit. I still like the SAVERS acronym from Hal Elrod's book, The Miracle Morning, the not so obvious secret guaranteed to transform your life before 8 a.m. If you haven't read that book, definitely check it out. Hal is amazing. But his SAVERS is an acronym. The S stands for silence. For instance, prayer and meditation, the A for affirmations, V for visualization, E for exercise, R for reading, and the S is for scribing, for instance, journal writing. Since the last time I wrote about morning routines, I've made four different modifications to mine. Number one, before I would have my silence, which is prayer for me, reading, which for me is my Bible devotional, affirmations and scribing after I took my sons to school. Now I get up earlier and do them all the first thing in the morning before walking my youngest son to school. My oldest son doesn't let me take him to school anymore. Anyway, it helps that both sons are older and more independent, so I don't need to do as much to help them get ready for the day. So I can take extra time to get myself ready for the day. Number two, I admit that I am still not great with the set time in the morning for visualization. Instead, I just have my vision board hanging up in my personal bathroom, and I look at it while I'm brushing my teeth and getting ready for the day. Number three, another thing that has changed is that I don't exercise in the morning anymore. I don't even try to. Since I've been doing intermittent fasting, it just feels better to do my workouts later in the day, right before dinner, usually. I do the time-restricted feeding version of intermittent fasting. With that, I primarily eat between noon and 8 p.m. Although I know that there are many benefits to working out in the morning, I think that walking the kids to and from school, especially on cold days here in New York City, is enough to get my blood flowing physically. If I find myself starting to be inconsistent with my workouts due to the new time, I'll switch them back to the mornings because truthfully, it is easier to do things consistently when you get them out of the way in the morning, at least for me. Okay, number four. The last thing that I changed is that I stopped listening to podcasts in the morning. Before, I would listen to them while I was walking back home from dropping the kids off at school and while I straighten up the house before starting my workday. I'm one of those people who cannot work in a cluttered space, so I have to straighten up before I can sit down and focus on work. But what I noticed is that I was given so much time to listen to what other people had to say that I wasn't giving myself enough time for uninterrupted thinking. It's great to learn from others, but it's equally, if not more, important that we give ourselves time to come up with our own thoughts and opinions. I still love and listen to podcasts, though. I just listen to them later in the day, after listening to myself. So far, these little refinements to my morning routine have been really helpful. Small things really can be so powerful. So I ask you, could it be time for you to tweak your morning routine too? When was the last time that you altered your routine? Does it still fit your current goals and aspirations? Is there anything that you could adapt in it in order to set you up for even greater success in the various areas of your life? If so, don't be afraid to change your routine. It could change your life in a great way.